So allowing yourself to arrive fully into your meditation posture and process, just as you are. Less process, more posture. Connecting, touching, bringing awareness and mindful attention to your physical form, this lump of flesh, just as it is, just as you are. Bringing awareness to wherever you might be making contact with a surface. Perhaps starting with the lower half of the body, noticing where there's connection, where there's not, where there's support, where there's not, and where it's needed. And giving yourself permission to make any shift and any adjustment necessary. And scanning up, perhaps to the pelvic area, checking in the same things. Where's the body making contact or connection? Where is there no connection, perhaps suspension? Where is there support or the need for support? Or maybe everything is just fine and at ease. Traveling up to the core of the body, where are you making contact? Where is there a need for support? Where is there spaciousness? Again, checking in, traveling up to the shoulders and down the lower extremities or upper extremities of the arm, the lower parts of the arm, hands, fingers. Where's their connection and contact and support? Where's their spaciousness? Where's their need for support? Or perhaps more spaciousness? Traveling up to the neck and the skull, maybe even giving your head a gentle twist or up and down, very gentle, just subtle to release any holding that's unnecessary. And getting that head and neck in a posture that is supportive, relaxed, spacious. Checking in to see if there's a need for more support or less. Checking for spaciousness and connection. Ultimately, earth resting on earth. And inviting three inhales as deep as is comfortable for you. Filling the body with nourishing air and oxygen. And as you release, pushing the air out. And on that final letting go, noticing perhaps a deeper connection or a resting on the earth. Three times in your own way, three or four, whatever's good. And allowing your natural breath to resume. And really notice or allow or incline the mind and body towards resting. Right here, right now, just as you are, comfortable and at ease. And again, permission to make any adjustments necessary so that you can be held by the earth, by your bones and structure, organically, allowing this lump of flesh to just be. I've often heard teachers say when practicing metta, or maybe even all of the Brahma Viharas, that we should be extra comfortable and cozy. For me, I think that when I am, it allows my heart to soften, or at least my chest area to just relax with a little more ease. So starting just by offering yourself a little kindness in whatever way you do that for yourself, offering yourself a kind word or maybe a kind memory has risen. What is it that lets you know that loving kindness is present in your own heart, or when you receive loving kindness from another, or maybe it's even the gentleness of the sun on your skin, warm bath, or when you feel the kindness of a comfortable seat. Or comfortable community. What is it that lets you know that you are safe and at ease with yourself and others? What is it that inspires kindness in your own heart, in your own intentions, and in your own actions? And rest there. And if nothing arises, offer yourself kindness for being with what is, being with what is true. Perhaps a sense of ease will come from releasing and letting go of the striving to do or manufacture anything and just be. Perhaps getting comfortable with that as an act of kindness. I'd like to offer a practice that I came across while on retreat at the Forest Refuge. I found in a monastery handbook. I don't remember the name of the handbook, so I'm just letting you know where I got these phrases from. And it was metta by location. For me, when my heart is feeling tight or things in the world are such that I don't always feel so kind, or I don't feel there's kindness in the world out there, as my views harden and tighten up, I need to allow for spaciousness in my heart and remember that all beings everywhere want to be safe, want to be happy, want to be free, excluding none. I find that very challenging at this time. However, somewhere deep inside, I realize that this must be the case. And so when I put spaciousness between the identities and the views, my own and others, I feel like I protect my heart from shutting down. And these are phrases that support me during these times. As usual, we start with ourselves. If you'd like to place a hand on your heart or another part of the body, or if you're so settled and comfortable, just allow the earth to hold you and hug you and remind you that you belong here, right now, just as you are. So we'll start with ourselves, and you can repeat these phrases to yourself if they're comfortable. And you're also free to edit those that may not land so well with you. May I be well, happy, and peaceful. May I be well, happy, and peaceful. May I be well, happy, and peaceful. Noticing any sensations or emotions, or the absence of sensations and emotions, whatever's there or not there is what's happening now. We're inclining the heart mind towards kindness, towards love and peace and well-being. It's deeply rooted in each and every one of us. I like to double up on the self, so may I be well, happy, and peaceful. May I be well, happy, and peaceful. May I be well, happy, and peaceful. Allowing that to land, noticing any happenings. Sometimes I even rub my chest just to soften up the physical muscles on the outside there. And when you're ready, opening up a little bit more to share these metta phrases with everyone in the Zoom room and in wherever, whatever room you're in addition to being in the Zoom room. May all beings be well, happy, and peaceful in this room. May all beings in this room be well, happy, and peaceful. May all beings in this room be well, happy, and peaceful. Whether you know them or not, whether you know them deeply or not, whether they're human or other, all beings. And expanding a little bit more, may all beings in this dwelling be well, happy, and peaceful. May all beings in this dwelling be well, happy, and peaceful. May all beings in this dwelling be well, happy, and peaceful. Expanding, inclining the heart mind. It's almost like allowing a little bit of sun in to shine a little bit more. May all beings in this area be well, happy, and peaceful. May all beings in this area be well, happy, and peaceful. May all beings in this area be well, happy, and peaceful. Allowing that to marinate, noticing any sensations or thoughts that might arise, any reactions to these words or phrases. Allow that contemplation to be a part of your practice, to feel into the felt sense of practicing metta. For all beings, may all beings in this city or town be well, happy, and peaceful. May all beings in this city or town be well, happy, peaceful. May all beings in this city or town be well, happy, peaceful. Expanding, allowing whatever metta is generated to go out a little further. May all beings in this county be well, happy, and peaceful. May all beings in this county be well, happy, and peaceful. May all beings in this county be well, happy, and peaceful. Noticing sensations, emotions, thoughts, feelings of pleasant and unpleasant, neutral, whatever's arising or not arising, being with things just as they are, being with your own heart, mind, inclining the heart mind to open up a little bit more, to reach a little bit further. May all beings in this state be well, happy, and peaceful. May all beings in this state be well, happy, and peaceful. May all beings in this state be well, happy, and peaceful. Wherever you are, all beings. And if you're comfortable, sending metta out to all beings in this country, may they be well, happy, and peaceful. May all beings in this country be well, happy, peaceful. May all beings in this country be well, happy, peaceful. Noticing any sensations, thoughts, reactions, emotions, feelings. And allowing the experience to be exactly what it is. As we open up or reach or incline the heart mind a little bit more, may all beings in this world be well, happy, and peaceful. May all beings in this world be well, happy, and peaceful. May all beings in this world be well, happy, peaceful. Human and non-human, excluding none, all beings, everywhere. Noticing sensations, thoughts, emotions, reactions, the absence of, and always checking in with your own heart, no judgment. And if you can, inclining the heart mind to open up even further, to all beings in this universe and all universes, known and unknown, may we all be well, happy, and peaceful. May all beings in all universes, known and unknown, seen and unseen, be well, happy, peaceful. May all beings in in all universes, all worlds, all realms, known and unknown, seen and unseen, those beyond my own limits. Be well, happy, and peaceful. For the remainder of the time, I will be in silence. You can rest in silence, empowered silence, or continue with metta in whatever way you feel comfortable. I'll ring the bell when we're done.